WJWK at 4RJM.
Good morning, John. KN4RJN, W4DJW. You still there, John?
4RJM.
Good morning, John. W4DJW.
An awful lot of scratch on the repeater this morning. Is that just me, or is there something going on?
You sound very clear to me. I sound scratchy to you.
You're way down in the white noise. I can barely hear you.
Well, maybe we can get somebody else to come in there and validate whether it's across the board or... Well, I'm hearing you good on the repeater, so it can't be the repeater.
4WRL.
Go ahead.
Both are perfectly clear.
Okay, John. Wiggle your antenna connection.
Just me. I'm coming in clear. Yeah, you're fine. About now. Yep, sounds good. And 4WRL. Well, as far as I can tell, nothing's changed on this end. Let me wiggle this thing a little bit. You got a little bit of a hiss noise behind you, but I don't. You in a mobile? I'm at base. Okay, now there you broke up. Everything seems to be tight on this end. Okay, there you sounded good, but like I said, there's a little bit of white noise in the background. You're still coming in awful scratchy. I'm not sure what's going on over here.
You're both clear to me, except you do have that white noise in the background, which you normally don't have. So something changed on your end. Is your antenna still where it used to be?
Moved. I'm not sure what's happening here.
What's your output power doing? Is your signal strength meter backing off when you transmit?
Yep, say again.
So when you're transmitting, look at your signal's output and see if it's going up and then starting to drop back, like you've got a high SWR or something like that. It'll automatically drop back if the SWR is high. So watch it while you're talking to see if it goes up and holds steady. Yeah, there's something going on there. I don't know what it is, but that signal was very, very low. Couldn't hardly hear a word.
Checking connections right now. 4DJWK and 4RJN, can you give me a long count for a moment?
Affirmative with W4DJW. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, and 4RJN. Yeah, thank you, sir. A little scratchy, but it came out a little bit better.
Yeah, something's changed on your end, because you normally don't have that white noise in there that you have that's been with you the whole time. I don't know what happened.
Roger. I'm going to keep looking.
Was that Colby that was in there before, KN4RWRO?
Hi, this is Bill, November 4, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar.
Good morning, Bill. Appreciate you jumping in there. It's hard to tell when there's only two of you.
Problem. Somebody doubled with you. This is KN4RJN. Bill, are you on a mobile? Negative. I'm on a base unit. Change, because you're coming in a lot clearer now. So Kenwood B-71A on a Comet GP3 at about 38 feet. Something's changed on my end because you're coming in a lot clearer than you were just a moment ago. Yeah, you're coming in a lot clearer right now, too, on that last transmission. DJWK and 4RJN, how am I sounding to you?
I'm not hearing near as much of the white noise as I was hearing. You might put your hand on your DC input to see if it's getting hot, see if there's something, if the power level's dropping, or if you've already, or wiggle the mic cord going into the transmitter, or wiggle the antenna connection. But sometimes it's good, sometimes it's got a lot of white noise on it.
I've been wiggling every connection I've got here. I'm not sure which one cleared it up or which one didn't. But I'm still looking for it.
Does your power supply have a needle that tells you how much that you can switch between voltage and amperage to see if the amperage is varying or the voltage is dropping?
Voltage is steady, and amps, when I'm transmitting, are relatively steady.
What's the amp draw, and what power setting is your radio on?
This particular one's on high. The amp is going between 6.8. Occasionally pops up to 7.7, but depends on what I'm saying. But voltage is holding steady as a rock.
Not sure what's going on there, but you might try using it a lot today. Let's just make sure if there is a weak link that you find it one way or another.
You come in a little bit clearer if I go over and hold on to my antenna.
Yeah, that would, that's another argument for getting that antenna outside or up in the attic or something. Something higher than down in the basement.
But it's always worked fine for me before.
Yeah, but if you're transmitting high power and it's in the same room as you are, that's not good over time.
Well, it's reasonably far away from me.
What kind of radio is that you're on? What's its power output on high? Is that 50 watts?
If it's that high, I'd have to look at the book at it for, but I don't believe it's anywhere near that high.
Okay, well, you are perfectly readable, and there's not as much white noise as there was, but there was something going on there for a little while.
A lot clearer, too. I jiggled some cords and some connections and didn't find anything loose, but it seemed to be working better now.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I've got to get ready for work. Get started here in about 30 minutes.
73, you have a good day. CAN4RJ in clear.
W4DJW clear.
4RJ and 4WRO. Yeah, it definitely cleared up. The white noise has dropped way down.
Apparently I said a magic incantation somewhere and it cleared it up. I don't know what's going on with this thing. Gremlins, I guess. But I jiggled all the connections and I don't know if something was loose or what was going on, but it seems you're coming in a lot clearer too.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I'll let you go. I'm going to jump out and get in here and do something. Get in some kind of trouble. N4WRO.
BRO, KN4RJN, 73's to you, sir, and thank you so much. You have a good day. KN4RJN, clear.
4RJN, KS4,
KN4RJN.
Morning, sir. I just cut the radio on and caught the tail end of the conversation with Dave. I heard you mention lotion. I was just curious to see what model was you run.
Stand by. I got to put my glasses on to read it. KN4RJN. The model number on this thing is a KG-UV920P-A.
Well, that's the one I run there. I think the power output on the thing is 50 watts on the VHF, and I think closer to 40 or 45 on the UHF. I'm not sure what the actuals are, but that's what the manual says. I was trying to be quick enough to give you that info. That I've messed around with this radio for about 5 years or so.
Manual on it, and I've got to find the manual, but there's a lot of scratch in the background there. You're readable, but barely.
N4RJN-KO4EYD. I don't doubt it one bit. I'm just running the mobile antenna out of Whitmire and hitting all these trees, but I figured I'd pass along what I knew about the radio and look up Max the model number and look like it is.
I caught most of that. I appreciate it. You be careful out there. KN4RJN, clear.
Okay, KO4EYD, clear.